USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The immediate risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a bill on Thursday night to fund the government through early 2024. The unique two-step plan maintains current funding levels for some agencies until January, while others are funded through early February. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico on Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco on the sidelines of the APEC summit.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. On the 42nd day of the Israel-Hamas war, Israel is reportedly nearing the dismantling of the military system in the northern Gaza Strip. The focus expected to shift to the southern part of the region. This development follows the discovery of a hostage's body in a building near Gaza's main hospital. A man has been charged in connection with the death of a Jewish protester in California. Ventura County District Attorney Eric Nasaranko announced the filing of involuntary manslaughter and battery charges against 50-year-old Leoy Almaji. The charges are based on new physical and forensic evidence.
In addition, we were able to take video as well as digital footage, put it together, and establish a clear sequence of events leading up to the confrontation.
The incident occurred on November 5th during a pro-Palestinian protest in Thousand Oaks, where 69-year-old Paul Kessler was reportedly hit with a bullhorn during an argument, leading to him falling, hitting his head on the pavement. He passed away shortly afterward. The Thanksgiving travel season kicks off today, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
For the second consecutive year, the March of Dimes has given the U.S. a grade of D+ in terms of preterm birth rates. Preterm birth, occurring before 37 weeks, stands as a major contributor to newborn mortality. Last year witnessed a 3% increase, the highest in two decades, with African-American babies being particularly vulnerable to the risk. The ongoing rivalry between iPhone and Android users is set to shift as Apple has revealed intentions to introduce iMessage features to Android users. The upcoming update will incorporate features such as read receipts, typing indicators, and enhanced support for group chats. Now you have another reason to talk about Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce. Here's Corey Myers to explain.
Other than he's dating Taylor Swift, Travis has teamed up with his brother, Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, to sing a Christmas song.
You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you ass. I pray God it's our last.
The brothers did a reworked remake of the Pogues' 80s Christmas hit and renamed it King of South Philly. It's not exactly feel good, but it is on the Philadelphia Eagles Christmas CD that raises money for charity.
Broadway is set to welcome a musical centered around Tammy Faye Baker. Titled Tammy Faye, the production boasts music by Elton John and lyrics by Jake Shears. It chronicles the televangelist's ascent and descent during the 70s and 80s. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.